When I got up this morning, my wife said to ask Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddies.com what the price of gas is. Not I love you. How you doing? What's going on? Ask Patrick about the gas prices. So, Patrick, that's at the top of a lot of people's minds. Now, Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddies.com. How are you?
Good. How are you?
As we speak, what are the statewide averages for a gallon of gas?
Well, you know, Lansing prices are down 22 cents a gallon in the last week. Across the state, it's not quite as great. Michigan average is about $3.94. All of a sudden, Lansing really fell sharply. Lansing's actually slightly under the Michigan average now. And, you know, it compares to Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids prices compared to Lansing are quite a bit higher. Grand Rapids is still over $4 on average. So prices in Lansing are really among the lowest in the state right now.
Well, according, and I'm at LansingGasPrices.com, the Michigan average is $3.93. Now, when I go to look and see what's at the national average, that's $3.88, almost $3.89. But here in the mid-Michigan area, Sam's Club, and they are not an advertiser on this program, but that's where we go to get gas, Patrick. They're always usually the cheapest. That's $3.84, quality dairy, $3.87, and some of the speedways at $3.99. So it looks like gas is a good bargain here around mid-Michigan.
And it's sad to think that gas at $3.80 is a good bargain. You know, it's kind of nice. So the national average has only dropped 7 cents in last week, and prices in Lansing on average have dropped 22 cents. So at least we get a little bit more of a break from the high prices that we've been seeing here in the Lansing area.
Now, according to your website, prices are falling. What does it cost for a barrel of crude right now?
Well, you know, the price of crude had continued to drop. It was up slightly yesterday, but let's not get too panicky about that. Crude oil is trading at almost $100 flat this morning. That was up from when it was $96 just a couple days ago. So crude oil prices have gone up, but the more important gasoline futures have remained steady. In fact, believe it or not, crude oil prices went up yesterday, and gasoline futures, which dictates where prices go at the pump, were actually down yesterday. So gas prices still should be coming down in our area.
All right, Patrick, look into your LansingGasPrices.com crystal ball. Tell us where we're going to be for gas pricing for the Memorial weekend holiday.
I'm hoping that the average, we'll see some low prices down perhaps to $3.75, maybe highest prices at $3.95 with an average right around $3.85. So prices likely will fall a little bit more, not a whole lot. But, you know, that sure beats the $4.29 we're paying about a month ago.
If everything holds as is, and I know that it won't, where do you think gas prices will be once we get to the middle of the summer?
Well, you know, I'm hopeful that the summer will go like this. We saw prices peak. Now they're falling. I think that prices will bottom out in June and July. So prices will be cheaper in June and July than they were earlier this May. Around 360 to as much as 390. So prices will come down for June and parts of July. And then the concern here, looking at things, is hurricane season and the impact that may have. Speculators may get in the market if there's a big storm. And so prices may actually go up in August and September, just really depending on how bad hurricane season gets. We could see prices go back over $4 a gallon, just really depending on what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. Obviously, there's a lot of energy infrastructure there. If a hurricane enters the Gulf of Mexico, you can expect some concerns and prices will likely shoot higher. So prices should be lowest in June and July. So if you're going to take a vacation, that'd be a good time.
All right, Patrick, a couple more questions before we let you go. And we're talking with Patrick DeHaan from LansingGasPrices.com. Patrick, when we think about trying to find the best gas prices around our areas, I know that you have some new apps that are available to help us do that.
Yes, we sure do, Tony. In fact, just in the last couple of weeks, we released our BlackBerry app. So BlackBerry app is brand new, but you bet. We do have some apps that makes it real easy to stay up to date with gas prices on the go. We have smartphone apps for the iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and like I said, BlackBerry now. So it's a great service to use, and of course, it's free. That's what we're all about. So download the app, and you know, as you'll know, Sam's Club will likely come in the cheapest when you download the app and find gas in your area. But just great programs that are designed to help motorists save at the pump.
Where do we go to find these apps?
Oh, just look Gas Buddy up. You can type in one word, Gas Buddy, in your app store name, and it should come up. You know, I was looking at the iPhone, the app store on the iPhone, and the app is, you'll find it. It's 5-star average rating, and it's got, you know, something like 10,000 reviews. So you'll figure out which one. It's a pretty popular app.
Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com, LansingGasPrices.com. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.